This is Senator Bob Dole. The leading suspect in the terrorist murder of a U.S. sailor escapes American justice. No thanks to West Germany. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, West Germany just flunked the terrorist test. Officials there have refused to extradite Mohammed Hamadi, the top suspect in the murder of Robert Steedham, our Navy diver who was brutally murdered by the hijackers of TWA Flight 847. They turned us down despite a request from President Reagan, a Senate resolution I introduced, and a personal plea from the bereaved Steedham family. Yes, it's an inexcusable, inhumane snub. And despite promises to the contrary, West Germany might still use Hamadi as trade bait in a hostage swap with Iran. We've learned the hard way that that's not the way to go. Ted, we want action. America is demanding justice. Will you join in the cry, Ted?
Bob, all of us are concerned and disappointed that the West Germans turned down the appeals by President Reagan to extradite Hamadi so that he could be tried in the United States for his brutal terrorist crimes. It remains to be seen how vigorously West Germany intends to prosecute Hamadi. So far, the protests by the administration and its demands for extradition to the United States have done some good. West Germany is preparing to try Hamadi for murder and hijacking instead of watering down the charges or even releasing him to Iran, as has been feared. The sad fact, Bob, is that we've always had trouble persuading our European allies to deal firmly with terrorists, and our efforts haven't been helped by the Reagan administration, which talks tough on terrorists while secretly trading arms for hostages. The sooner we get our own house in order, Bob, the sooner our allies will take us seriously. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on elderly couples who need protection against the high cost of long-term nursing care. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.